Here we go. Who am I talking to and where are we?
My name is Yusaku Yoshimura.
And we're at Sea Otter, right?
Yep.
And we were just talking. You have a very famous last name from a very famous family that has done tons with two wheels. And that's very highly respected.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah. So my granddad, Pop Yoshimura, he started this business in 1954 in Japan. So actually last year was 70th anniversary.
That's wild.
Yeah, so
I'm very jealous. I'm sure that comes with some heartache, but there's also just like, wow. You know, in my world, it's so like one of the names. It's like Honda almost.
Yeah.
You know,
that
kind of thing. But we were talking about your pedals here, and you are the engineer behind the pedals. And let's talk about engineering stuff. So, you went to engineering school and studied as an engineer.
Yeah, mechanical engineer.
And what were you like thinking about while you were a student of engineering? Like, what was on the top of your head? Probably, maybe motorcycle stuff.
Right.
But, like, did you have other side projects that were, say, outside of the family business?
Not really. So, when I was in college, I was racing. So
racing what kind of bike?
Road racing. So, 600cc motorcycles.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I always, you know, thinking about...
Total motor racer.
Yeah, exactly.
And did you design and address issues with your race bike, or was sort of like your dad kind of overseeing all that?
Yeah, it wasn't for my bike, but after I graduated, I joined my family business, and I started working with, you know, a lot of racers. You know, each racer, you know, they have, you know, own, you know, opinions, you know,
sure,
style. So, you know, just, you know, listen to them and what they want. So, you know, modify rear sets, you know, handlebars. So, yeah, so that was kind of...
So did Yoshimura at the time have test riders kind of like Honda and Suzuki do, or were they primarily just working with racers?
Racers, yeah.
Okay, so
we used to have a race team.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we have a couple of racers.
Okay, and what kinds of projects did you start out working on, and what kind of CAD package were you working on? I'm assuming, say, you were coming into the industry maybe in 1990, 2000 sort of area,
2000? Yeah, I graduated college 2002.
Okay.
Yeah.
What CAD were you using?
SolidWorks.
Your SolidWorks guy? Yep. Do you still use SolidWorks?
Yeah, we do. Yep.
Okay. And what were some of your first projects that you did that kind of like really showed up?
Oh, well.
Like, what was your first, like, there, I did it. I finally did a cool thing.
Probably a rear set for a sports bike.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, you know, like, again, I was working with the racers. You know, he wanted to have, like, a specific pattern on the pegs.
A what pro?
Pegs.
Peg.
Yeah, so he had, a specific pattern.
Oh, okay, the surface pattern that gets cut in.
Yeah, and it was kind of tricky to machine,
uh-huh,
you know, the style he wants. So.
Were you using three-axis machines at the time, or did you have five-axis going?
We had a both.
Okay.
Yeah. So the first op was a lathe, and you know, get a round shape, and then put on the three-axis mill to get a, you know, like a grooves and all the stuff. So.
Right. That's cool. That's fun stuff. I mean, guys like me were jealous.
Yeah.
You know, they were jealous. But it's like, it's obvious your pedals are beautiful, and it's obvious you have racecraft in your genes.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. And like, you've grown up in racecraft.
Yeah.
But like, let's say in a SolidWorks environment, like, what kind of, say, modeling environment do you tend to use? Like a master part, in context assemblies? Do you do table driven work? Like, what, you know, if you were to describe how you'd approach a model for, say, I mean, I guess a rear set type situation, because the pedal's fairly simple environment, but like, say, a rear set where there's several things going on with the shifter and the brake pedal and the reservoir and all that stuff. How would you approach that, say, more just fundamentals of solid modeling and CAD work?
Yeah, it just depends on the project. You know, for example, exhaust system, there's a lot of components, you know, header and the tailpipe and the mufflers. So,
and you have to interface just right with that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So like an exhaust project, you know, we scan the bike first. So we get, you know, 3D data and then put it into the assembly environment, and then we started putting the components,
the manifold,
headers, sure. Pipe routing. So we do a lot of assembly.
Do you do your own CFD in for like an exhaust system? You've done exhaust system work?
We have tried, but I think at the end we have to put on dyno, right? So I think most of the time we just kind of start with the experience, this, 600cc, 4-cylinder, we have pretty good idea in where to start, and then just
kind of make some changes.
Yeah,
stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
I used to work with Mark Salvesberg at Factory Pro, if you know that. It's a little older.
Okay.
But we did a lot of dyno tuning and exhaust work and things like that. He mostly worked with another U.S. Company in terms of exhaust. But, of course, we'd see Yoshimer exhausts all the time because it's a popular brand. In terms of racecraft, because you've been around motorcycles and bicycles forever, what are things you like to think of when you approach a problem as a designer, as an engineer? And it's like these pedals here, you're jumping into a space. A lot of people have done pedals.
Yeah.
You're trying to do something. Like, what are you trying to do with these pedals? What is it that you think is special about them? You know, from an engineer or as a designer, what is special in your heart about this?
Yeah, I think, myself, I'm a writer before engineer. So I always, thinking about, a contact point is very important, as a writer, right? So I always thinking about how you want to improve, in the feeling, the confidence inspiring.
The riding of the pedals is really what inspires everything else.
Yeah. So, like you did, I started, before we started making pedals, I had HD pedals,
right,
and I started modifying it.
Sure, yeah totally.
I think I want to, do it this way.
Reshape it a little.
Yeah, reshape it a little bit. I changed the, the paint pattern a little bit, adding more holes, threads.
Okay.
So, maybe we should make a new one, by ourselves. So that's kind of how it started.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's how my stuff starts, too. It's like, I want something different. Yeah. I want to do it better or whatever. And then we get to find out if we, in fact, did, which is cool. Gosh, I was going to go somewhere with this, and I forgot. The Yoshimura pedal project, is that kind of like your side project within Yoshimura? And you're otherwise working full-time doing motorcycle product development type work?
Yeah.
Or is it, how does that work in with the Yoshimura main company?
I think it started as the more side project. But I think, now, this is fifth year since we started cycling. So this has become more important for Yoshimura. Before we started cycling stuff, I always thinking about, outside of motorcycle, what we can do, right? Motorcycle might not be forever, all the, environment,
sure,
things. So, especially exhaust system, right?
Yeah.
So,
especially, with all the e-bike stuff, you're not going to sell exhaust, right?
Yeah, so, but I think, yes, the scale is, very small in the company. We have only three guys for a cycling project, including myself.
Sure.
But I think, this is more becoming more important.
What other projects might we see? Or is there some areas that you're looking at that you can talk about? Are these cranks yours?
This is not ours, but we did the special coating.
Okay.
So this is Cane Creek E-Wings.
Okay.
So
you're doing a coating on titanium?
Yes, because we've been using this coating about 10 years for the factory motocross race team.
Uh-huh.
So we know this coating is really good. Yeah.
And what is good about it? Why are you applying it to titanium?
So between header and the tailpipe, there's a joint. Motocross, you know, the frame always flexes, so always there's a movement, you know, and the heat,
right?
And you know, the exhaust gas.
You need a flexible joint there.
Yeah. So sometimes the titanium, the raw titanium joint, sometimes stuck.
It gets welded to itself.
Yeah. Yeah. So sometimes mechanic complaining, okay, I can get out the header or tailpipe, you know, it's just stuck. So we found this coating in Japan. So we know this coating is good. And then, you know, we started, you know, using this E-ring. And then we just thought, okay, why don't we put the coating?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And is like from a, okay, you explained why you used it in an exhaust situation.
Uh-huh.
But in a handlebar or crank situation, what is it afford? What is it doing? Is it just a certain look, or is it abrasion resistant, or what is happening there from the what we're looking at here?
Yeah, so E-wing is great. I think the best crank out there. The problem is, you know, it's easy to get scratches, but once we put this coating, it doesn't get scratches at all.
So it's a highly abrasion resistant.
Yes.
And is it a very expensive process, or is it an inexpensive process?
Yeah, it is expensive. We have to ship to Japan. It has to come back, you know, so that's that. Also, coating itself. You know, it's kind of an expensive process, so.
Okay, well, that's how Fox did their Kashima stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if they still ship to Japan and back,
yeah.
But boy, with tariffs, I'm sure they're going to try to change that.
Yeah.
Well, that is very cool. I learned something cool about that coating. I'll probably look into it. What's the name of that coating?
We call Works Edition coating.
Works Edition?
Yes.
Okay, but on a technical level, what is it?
We can't
tell you.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it looks cool. I'm so stoked you spent the time with me, and I'm glad to meet a member of your family. I think your work is terrific. You know, there's some cool stuff happening. I hope to see more.
Yeah, thanks so much.
All right.
Yeah, good talking to you.